This week it's in Mark's Gospel. It's in chapter 12, and it starts at verse 38 through the end of the chapter. Red letter edition, hear God's word. Here are some of the other things that he being Jesus, taught them at this time. Beware of these teachers of religious law, for they love to parade in flowing robes and have everyone bow to them as they walk in the marketplaces, and how they love seats of honor in the synagogues and at the banquets. But, I love the buts, they shamelessly cheat widows out of their property. And then, to cover it up, the kind of people they really are, they make long prayers in public, and because of this, their punishment will be greater. Now, the next part of it is the subtitle about the widow's offering. Jesus went over to the collection box in the temple and sat and watched as the crowds dropped their money. Many rich people put in large amounts. Then a poor widow came and dropped in 2 pennies. He called his disciples to him and he said, "I assure you this poor widow has given more than all the others have given. For they gave a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has." I want to just take a comment on verse 40 there in chapter 12. And I'll read it again. But they shamelessly cheat widows out of their property, and then to cover up the kind of people that they are. They make long prayers in public because of this, and their punishment will be the greater. Well, some types of cheating seem to attract all kinds of different parts. Well, the great measure of God's wrath comes, I think, from cheating. And Jesus had strong words for the religious leaders who acted pious, but were secretly cheating widows out of their property. Deceitfulness of these men made a mockery of the systems God had set up to care for the needy. So it is better to confess sin and ask God to cleanse it is than to try to cover it up with a pious cloak. God sees through the cover-up and hates that as much as the cheating. Question for all of us is, are we saying one thing in public but doing another in private? That's something to think about, isn't it? But our wisdom is this: don't try to fool God. Make your actions at all times consistent with your words. May God add his blessings to the reading, hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.